Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors, Science, and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Turn on the TV, give someone the remote. They'll flip through 50, 100 channels and say, there's nothing on. But honestly, there is a channel or two for everyone. So what's your interest? Do you love mysteries, the outdoors? And where do these programs come from? Who writes them? Who films them? Who edits them? Well, I happen to know quite a bit about this. So here's the Clydesdale story. But first, this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, I had filmed for Joey B's Outdoor Adventure a two-part episode on Clydesdales. Being around horses was not new to me. I started riding, I always say about age six. I was probably on a pony way before that. Now, when I'm filming for Joey B's Outdoor Adventure, the length of them are always about 5 minutes to 10 minutes are episodes. And here's the reason why. If you watch a Saturday morning nature show, there are three segments, and each segment is 5 to 10 minutes in length, plus the commercials. That's how they get a half hour show. So our idea was the same thing. We'll go 5 to 10 minute segments and put them on Joey B TV. That's JoeyB.TV. But don't go there now because you need to listen to Clydesdales and TV show here. And we let you select your three episodes of interest. You see, now you get to pick the smorgasbord of it. Well, most people, they stay on it longer and they're watching 4 to 6 episodes. See, we watch and figure out all that that's going on. So now let's connect Joey B TV with your TV at home. Someone who works at PBS watched some of our episodes and contacted me and said I should meet the program director. I never say no to an opportunity in life. So I arrange via the phone. We speak. We begin our conversation. It's a great one. He wanted a few episodes of Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. He watched them. He loved them. He said he sat down with his children with them, and they also enjoyed them as well. He asked if I would do a pilot for PBS. So after learning the many particulars, and let me say this, there are many particulars, and I said yes. See, the length of the show had to be 26 minutes and 43 seconds exactly. You see, remember, PBS doesn't have commercials. So I assembled a camera crew and a sound person and all the other personnel that go along with it. And I thought about a number of potential topics to do the pilot. First was the Avian Wildlife Center, and my good friend Giselle Smith go up there. And Giselle takes care of injured eagles, owls, hawks, actually a vast array of any bird that comes in there. She's a raptor rehabilitator, but we really always should call her a bird rehabilitator because it doesn't matter if it's a pigeon that comes in there. She will rehabilitate it, and if it could be released into the wild, she does. So we went up there and did a little preliminary filming up there as well. And my sound guy didn't do a good job, so we came back, we looked at things, listened to things, and it just wasn't what we were after up there. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for your dog. 6 natural great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. Well, you see, I went back in my mind thinking about the Clydesdale episodes we had filmed with Joey B TV. And I felt comfortable reconnecting with Morgan at Willow Grove Farms. She was perfect for TV. She was knowledgeable, well-spoken, and a beautiful gal. We arranged a time and a date for the pilot. There was so much behind the scenes in filming Clydesdales. The first part of the pilot was to hitch a team of Clydesdales to a wagon. And you know, it sounds pretty simple. Okay, we're just going to hitch them up before, you know, she and I were going to be on the wagon. She was going to teach me exactly how to drive a team. Although I already had driven one with her previously, but I still need to learn. Again, this is for the public to learn all about it. So the hard part, the amazing part is moving camera angles and a crew is like a game of chess. When you move from point A to point B, will they be in the shot? Pre-planning your chess allows you to have a game plan to win. The same is true when you're framing shots with a camera. The wagon segment went off without a hitch. Get it? Hitch, wagon. Okay, so that's my humor this morning. I can see I always get into the studio bright and early. Sun is just rising, by the way, because I just, hey, I'm a morning guy. You probably know that by now if you listen to a lot of my shows. Now, we took care of all that filming, get done, short break. Now it's to come back to the stable, and it's our turn now. We have to saddle up two horses, which, let me say this. Yeah, when you're saddling a Clydesdale at 19 hands and you're saddling a quarter horse at 14 hands, there's a difference just in that. But for me, it was so different because I grew up as a Western rider. So I ride Western because, hey, I want to be a cowboy, right? And a lot of my research that I've done out West, and I know I've spoke about this on other shows, but if you're a first-time listener, you know, when I was doing my research out in Idaho, we would literally hitch up horses, ride up into the Rockies, do our research, ride back down to the ranch, you know, take care of them. And the Caballeros, believe it or not, and it's funny, I'm used to saddling my own horse, and then you got people who saddle your horse for you, and when you're done, they unsaddle your horse, and they walk your horse for you. So life was pretty good there. But anyway, the point of that is, think about this. I'd ride 3 hours to work in the Rockies, do 2 hours, 3 hours of work, and ride 3 hours back. Life didn't get any better, but that was all riding the horse Western. Clydesdales are ridden English, so I needed to learn a bit. But that's what the pilot was all about. So you see, we were having a great time out there on horseback, on Clydesdales, and not only am I learning, but it was the perfect pilot for filming for us for TV. So for me, filming in the outdoors, time spent on a farm, being around horses, life doesn't get any better. So the editing of the pilot was completed by, and I mentioned to you, I used to teach many years ago, and was completed by a former student whose experience and passion for filmmaking was awesome. It was evident in the final production. As soon as I had the pilot complete and ready for PBS, I contacted the program director. Something was different in his response, almost like I didn't exist. On the second conversation, I felt the cold shoulder coming through the phone. I'm sure you all have had this conversation. You chat with somebody, and all of a sudden you go, oh, they're different. So I spoke to him, and he said, by the way, I'm not interested anymore. Well, my two comments were, but you haven't even seen the pilot yet, and you were the one who asked me to make it. No response, like zero, like none. More than a cold shoulder, no response. And I said, okay, strike one. So I just knew that this was done, and I was disappointed. And my saying is this, and I say this to everyone. It's okay to be mad and frustrated, but what do you do with your next step? That's the most important thing. Well, I tell this to others all the time, so it was now time for me to listen to my own words. So I continue to film for Joey B TV because this allows me always to go out and be myself. I decided because I had a great pilot, why not shop it around to another network? So from filming in a kayak to researching the best network to present my pilot, I continued my journey. Well, as I started to think again, first part of it was research. I found an outdoor channel, not the outdoor channel, because there is an outdoor channel out there, but a channel that I felt would be perfect for the content of what I had and where I wanted to go. Well, after contacting them, they previewed the pilot and our discussion began. So I continued to film for Joey B TV because remember, my passion is to teach about the outdoors. Well, while that is going on and I am in discussions now with that outdoor channel, watch this. A friend of mine was in a bar in the Catskills. She had a conversation with a gentleman who was the program assistant director for NPR radio station up in the Catskills. She said to him, you got to meet Joey B. It was just prior to this that I built a recording studio, of which I'm in right now, and began the current show you're listening to for Joey B, Outdoor Science and Nature. Again, this is a platform. You see, when I walk in here, I get to teach about the great outdoors. So the NPR guy contacted me and said to send him sample cuts of my podcast shows. He next contacted he said, and I'm babbling a little bit because I'm thinking about all this in my mind. He passed them along. He told me, he says, I passed them along to the program director. Yes, I'll get my words out. I'll speak slower. And he loved them. They wanted me to do a half-hour Saturday morning radio show. Well, weeks passed. No contact. I reached out to my original contact, which was the assistant, and his answers were vague. I thought, here comes strike two. No contact for a few more weeks. I have another saying. A man or a woman is as good as their word. He did not respond to my calls or my emails. So go back to the first PBS guy, and a man or a woman is as good as their word. And now go back to the NPR assistant director and director, and a man or a woman is as good as their word. Obviously, their word was not good. Hey, I am not naive. I actually will put my trust in you until I realize that your trust in your word is no good. So while all this was occurring, the Outdoor Channel, not the Outdoor Channel, but an Outdoor Channel, said, we want to pick up your show. So we began to negotiate. Hey, that's a great point in life. These were my thoughts. And then the program director left concurrently, and so did my show. So like, here I am negotiating, and then they say, oh, by the way, the program director, she's gone. Well, this was not strike three because she moved to another network, and at the other network, she contacted me. She wanted the Saturday morning program to be Jack Hanna. You probably all know Jungle Jack, the show Into the Wild. She wanted the Saturday morning programming to kick off with Jack Hanna and me. Hey, that's pretty cool. At this juncture, I was already filming a documentary with executive producer Michael Mataloni. He is a brilliant film man. I was the producer on the show, or the documentary, and the scientist. Remember, I'm an environmental scientist, so I'm out there. And this documentary was a science-based documentary. So it was perfect for me. And working with Michael, you get to see his brilliance out there in the field. And again, also a learning opportunity for me. So I had a lot going on in my life. The podcast shows, they are growing exponentially. And by the way, and I mean this, thank you so much for all the listeners. Because you see, this show doesn't work without you, the listeners, and I get some great comments from you. Hey, and sometimes you'll give me a little bit of advice. Sometimes you'd say, hey, I learned about this, and I appreciate all that, because you could always tweet me at Joey B Outdoors, J-O-U-I-B-E Outdoors. Now, so here I am. I'm filming in the wild, filming a documentary, and negotiating a Saturday morning half-hour show. So Michael and I, we sit down with an editor who does post-production for many of the TV broadcasts. So many of the shows that you watch, all the post-production, this guy is the man. He promised us an awesome production for the documentary. What he should have said to me in the first meeting is, my word is no good. Well, I asked him about a date for our sizzle reel. And if you don't know, a sizzle reel is about a three-minute highlight of the project. And you sort of pass this sizzle reel along you'll pass it to an HBO, wherever you think somebody might want to pick up your show. So we came up with a date for the sizzle reel, and these were his actual words. His answer was, either it will be done or it won't be done by this date. And I listened to what he said, and I asked another question because I needed to clarify what he was saying in my own mind. And I asked him again, and he said, well, either it will be done or it won't be done by this date. I knew right away this was strike three, except that Michael and I, we continue to edit the documentary without him. Because you see, we don't need someone who is going to give us, a man or a woman is as good as their word. And if his word is no good, you see, I find out in the industry, going back to the original, hey, isn't the show about Clydesdales and TV? I found out that so many people's words are not good. But I also want to let you know that along my journey, I have found many people whose word is good because a man or a woman, their word. Think about that. So, no, again, I believe in honesty. So the TV station now wants to continue to negotiate the Saturday morning show. But you see, here's the deal. Being in the studio to record early in the morning brings me great joy. Filming the wild for Joey B, that's my passion. Being part of a documentary about a topic that has never been researched before. You want to know what the documentary is about? Shh, sorry, can't tell you because it's top secret, because obviously it's about a phenomenon that's never been filmed before and we're doing it. So we're working towards a completion, and that is very important to me. So now I have a question for you. Who in the world would turn down a TV series? No one except me. I could still make that phone call today and make it happen tomorrow if I choose to. But for now, I'm just going to saddle up another Clydesdale, ride off into the sunset to the next studio, or I'm going to ride off because I love Joey B's Outdoor Science and Nature. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.